So let's record one about objects. What are objects? Well, if you look at the definition, it says a tangible thing. So tangible goes back to tangent. Something that touches the tangent. An object also means something pre-sent or presented to the senses. And it also means against, throw, a thing put before. So an object is a tangent from the spirit realm, and the spirit realm is throwing objects at you to bring you back to your senses. Objects are object lessons. OB means against, or in front of, or towards. And the word against is again, ST. So these objects are from ST, hitting you again and again and again and again. Object, OBGECT. So the J, excuse me, OBJECT. JECT goes back to throw, something thrown at you to impel you, to push you. Objects are, the purpose of the objects are to push you. They're to make you think. They're against. They're in the forefront of your mind. They are pushing. They are set before you. And they are pre-sent and presented to you to bring you back to your senses. Object, a tangible thing, something perceived with or presented to the senses. So your senses are presented with objects, something you can touch, something tangent. Something you can see, something you can hear, something you can taste, something you can touch, something you can smell. And what is the purpose of it? It's face to face. The objects are derivatives from the spirit realm. And every object is an object lesson pushing you to a spiritual insight. The word presented to the senses, the words present, present. It's a present, but it's also pre-sent, and it's presented to the senses. It's a gift, it's a present, and it was pre-sent. And it was pre-sent for the present time. It already was before you were. It's an object lesson. When your objective, it says right here, the word objective, it says, considered in relation to its object. Impersonal, unbiased. Formed on pattern of medieval Latin, objectivus. Objection. So you're in the court and you say objection. Argument against the validity of a proposition or line of reasoning. To retort. To reply. A throwing or putting before. To oppose. So the objects are derivatives from the spirit realm thrown against you to push you, impel you, to oppose you, to bring you back to your senses, because the 3D is temporal. There's going to be a new heaven and new earth, just like you're going to get a new body. The first body is of the flesh. The second body is spiritual. The reason people will burn in hell It's not because hell was made for humans. It was made for the devil and his angels. But there has to, so when you have a new heaven and new earth, there's no pain, there's no sorrow. But if you look at the cross, you see the negative and the positive at the cross, the death, burial, resurrection. And so how's it possible to have a new heaven and new earth without the negative? Well, a third of the angels fell, and you sleep a third of your day. A third of your day you're sleeping. If you're sleeping a third of your day, that's death. And you're alive. It typifies death. And you're alive two-thirds of the day. So a third of the angels fell. And the lake of fire, which burns forever, is where they're going to be. And so that's your type and shadow that's encoded everywhere. Jesus went to the cross at 33. A third is very significant, especially when you're teaching something. If you teach in threes, it's really significant. You know, I never know how long the audio is going to last, but I'm just talking, you know. I'm just giving you the truth right in front of you. It's been here our whole lives, but they want you caught up in their system. They don't want, and when you start to dig deeper, they attack you. You start to read the Greek and the Hebrew, they get mad. They get mad. Even though they got a strong concordance on their desk, and they use the Strong's concordance to help make sermons, but when you start learning the Greek and studying the Greek and seeing past this thing, they get mad. You're going back to source. And then when you go back to Phoenician script and you find out what the letters mean, they get mad. How can the letter A represent blood? Well, in the Chinese language, one symbol represents a certain thing. You put another symbol beside it, it means something else. And one symbol can mean four different things, just depending on the context. Like SHI in the Mandarin Chinese, it can mean thank you, it can mean he, and I mean it can mean multiple things. Somebody wrote in Mandarin, somebody wrote a paragraph with one word: she, because each symbol can mean more than just one thing. So when you take the letter A, it has to mean something deeper. And it represents the blood. The letter B represents house. The letter C represents agape. D is the door. E is the spirit. F is man's number. G is Golgotha. It is finished. And you can do the whole alphabet that way. The alphabet has been decoded. The symbols and the shapes and the letters, they have a deeper meaning. There are objects being thrown at you to teach you something else. So you can, even the alphabet itself has the history of mankind encoded in it. Z is Zion. Z is a weapon. Z is a boomerang. The letter T is the cross. That's why matter has two T's, double cross. Matter, material realm, matter, will double cross you. That's why all the movies show the woman double crossing the man. The machine. That's why all the movies show the machine man double crossing the human. The very machine that man makes end up killing himself. They end up killing the creator. That's why Frankenstein movie, he made a Frankenstein and the monster ended up killing him. Just like your computers, they're killing you because you're sitting there at a desk all day. The computer that's meant to make your life easier, the machine, is destroying you. The Ma persecutes the Pa. Her desire shall be to her husband. We're not talking about women here. We're talking about the types and shadows. The flesh mind persecutes the spirit mind. Your old Adam wants to get out of the grave and destroy you, but your new Adam overcomes. The second Adam is stronger. This is why those that are still in the old Adam are still in Babylon. Those in the new Adam are out of Babylon, or at least leaving Babylon, because greater is he that is in you than he is in the world. So the objects and the object lessons and the types and the shadows, they apply across the board. Every word that you speak, across the board. The object lessons and types and shadows apply across the board. Board the ship. The board on a ship. The boards in a house. Everything's a ship. All aboard. Can you hear me? There's some of us down here that see past the simulation and see past time. And see we see the holographic truth all around us. I don't know, maybe I'm the only one. I hope not. But you're in a holographic truth because the Bible's holographic, and you know that's true. Because the Bible interprets itself, so it has to be a hologram. And so if the Bible's holographic and it was forever settled in heaven before the creation, then it's a holographic story written by one hand. That's what hologram means, written by one hand. It's a holographic story, and the object lessons are right in front of us because you're in it. Your character is a character in the 3D story. Yes, there's dispensations. The dispensation is to dispense truth at different times because mankind can only handle so much truth at a time. That's why when I start talking about the holographic truth, some people, their head starts to shake and they go into convulsions because they can't admit they're in a hologram. They lose it. They can't admit they're in the story of Christ and what he did at the cross. You're in a Genesis 3 repeat. They don't want to hear it. They want to be their own God. They can't believe that they're in God's story. They can't believe they're in God's script. If Jesus had a script and he followed it to the T, don't you think you have a script? I mean, come on now. Jesus had a script in him. Don't you think you have a script? So you're independent of Christ. The Bible says in him we live and breathe and have our being. How can you be independent of Jesus? You can't. Is the servant greater than the master? But people just go into convulsions when they hear the fact that they're in a holographic 3D version of the Bible and they can't handle it because it's contrary to what they've ever thought about. But it's the truth. You're walking it out every moment of every day. There's no such thing as time. The only reason time exists from the flesh perspective is because it's cutting the flesh mind into the spirit mind over the... It's just a repeat. Every day's the same. Every day's the same. That's why if you watch the Star Trek series, you'll see the Q. He said, I want to kill myself because every day's the same. We've already done it all. It was the title of that episode is called Death Wish. So what? How does that apply to this? It's all objectless. So the Q wanted to die. He wanted to kill himself, but the other Q wouldn't let him. They locked him up. So he went to the captain of the Star Trek ship. He said, "I want to become human. I want to lead the Q, and I want to die." Well, how's that parallel with your life? As a saved person, you're following after Christ in Q. And so you die daily in the cube. And the cube is C-U-B-E. The purpose of the cube is to C-U-B, to turn you into a cube following after Christ in Q. And the letter Q has the little curlicue thing, which represents the sealing of the Holy Spirit. The O-P is the seed of the Word going into the womb of your heart. And the Q is the born again. So you're following after Christ. These object lessons are hitting you to teach you this stuff. The code is right in plain view. You're in a repeat. The sun resets every day. You reset your computer. So everything that you do is a fractal, a hologram. And it's not only that, a fractal hologram, but it's no matter if you go from 1D, 2D, 3D, 4D, 5D, 7D, 9D, whatever dimension you go in, the same story is there. It's just a matter what dimension you're in. It's the same story. And it's a holographic fractal, and every dimension is telling the same story, and every person is living it out. And every business and every city and every nation and everything you eat and when you chew your food and when you go to sleep, you're telling that story in everything that you do. And if you don't like it, get mad at God, because God, the reason you should like it is because you have life. He didn't have to create you. He didn't have to give you life. Every dimension is telling you the same story. Whether you're writing on a piece of paper, whether you're chewing food, whether the man and woman are having babies, they're a copy machine, a fax machine, it's all the same story. Every page, every letter, every sentence, everything in front of you is the story of the cross. The black, white, and red is the blood of his cross. The red versus blue is the Turing machine, the turning, the verse. The green and the red is Cain versus Abel. The alphabet, I've already done, uploaded that. I think, if not, I'll upload another one. But anyway, it's all there. You're in the story. It's a birthing cycle that you're in to move you to your new state. And so the objects are from the spirit realm, derived, derivative. They derive from the spirit realm, and they're hitting you to turn you into a new creature from glory to glory to glory to glory, from one state to the next state to the next. You're not really moving. The holograms are moving around you, but it feels like you're moving. And whatever's in the forefront of your mind will appear in the hologram. If you're thinking trouble, trouble's going to come. If you're thinking failure, failure's going to come. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. What you're thinking about and what you're reflecting or meditating on, you're reflecting back. It's a story. Your brain is in the same story. Your thoughts, your heart, your mind, your will, your emotions, your intellect, everything is in that story. And while you're in the cube, which is the earth plane, the 666 cube, while you're in this cube, you can use the cube to learn how to walk in the spirit. And so the object lessons are teaching you the patterns of the spirit walk if you're awake. If you're awake, if you can wake up, you're being bombarded by the news, by bloodline lies, culture lies. You're being bombarded to keep you from the spirit understanding and keep you in the flesh mind and not the spirit mind. So these objects keep hitting you. The same. You say, well, why does this keep happening? Because it's an object to wake you up. It's an object lesson. It keeps hitting you. The same thing keeps hitting you every day to wake you up. But if you ignore it, you're going to keep going through it. If you're dating a sociopath or a narcissist, they're going to act. They're not going to change. You just have to leave. You have to leave. Same with these object lessons. You're going to have to change. And as soon as you change in the inner man, the object lessons will change around you. That's the deal, people. That's what's happening. Hope that helps somebody.